This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, April 20th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs Police is investigating a deadly shooting. A man was gunned down early Friday morning on Sinton Road. He was taken to the hospital where he was then pronounced dead. A dog at the scene was also picked up by animal control. So far, neither the suspect nor the victim have been identified. Colorado Springs Police also arrested six people, including four minors, in connection to a January shooting near the 5300 block of Kingscote Drive. According to Colorado Springs Police, officers responded to that area just after midnight on January 21st. Once on scene, police found an adult man and minor male who had both been shot. Police say detectives with their Strategic Investigations Unit then took over the investigation. That unit had previous run-ins with several of the involved parties, which includes, quote, known members of criminal organizations. Springs Police say detectives served 31 search warrants, which included social media, cell phones, body, and residential warrants. Police also discovered one of the guns used in the shooting was stolen by a grandson of an at-risk adult. Today is an important deadline for Colorado's universal preschool program. It's the deadline for, quote, first round pairing families with providers. Applicants choose from a list of 2,000 plus providers, depending on their hours, rates, and locations. They'll then be matched with one of their top 10 preschools by May 8th. Those details are online at cdec.colorado.gov. Syphilis cases are up across Colorado. Governor Polis met with state officials yesterday to come up with a plan. Their main concern is congenital cases that can be harmful, even deadly, to infants. In El Paso County, 264 cases were reported last year. That's more than double the number reported in 2019. The county reported 9 cases of congenital syphilis in the year 2023. Slice 420's pizzerias are offering a special deal today, April 20th. All slices will cost $4.20. Specialty pizzas include chicken and waffles and Crab Rangoon. The celebration will include bounce houses, music, and face painting. There are 2 locations right here in Colorado Springs. For the second year in a row, Colorado Springs will be represented on the Denver Nuggets playoff roster. Nuggets guard Reggie Jackson is a Palmer High graduate and is in his second season with the Nuggets after joining the team in 2023. The Nuggets play the LA Lakers in the first round of the 2024 playoffs. Game 1 is tonight in Denver and will air on KRDO 13. It begins at 6:30. Today, the Air Force Academy played host to an amazing event in partnership with a unique charity. More than 100 cadets volunteered to be woodworkers for the day and build bed frames for children of military families who were in need. The cadets got hands-on with woodworking that will go into constructing each bed. The cadets were guided by experts with the nonprofit organization Sleep in Heavenly Peace. That organization is also providing new mattresses and bedding. They believe a safe, warm bed is essential to supporting the health and well-being of all children. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, meteorologist Nick Carter. Cloudy and chilly. Had a few snow showers move through. They're going to continue until about midnight. Temperatures dropping from the 50s down to the 30s. We saw temperatures in the 50s down near Pueblo a little while ago. Tonight, showers and flurries low around 31. Then for Sunday, sunny and milder with highs in the mid-60s. Monday through Wednesday, still warmer with highs back into the 60s and 70s. Thursday and Friday, fair and mild with highs near 70. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings, KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.